Falcon.
Let's go. You're listening to another week of Countdown to Kickoff on WKCS 91.1 FM. We're going to send it to the studio with Jackson Powell, your host of Countdown to Kickoff.
I'm in the air. I'm in the air. Like a Falcon. Six times state champs. Yeah, we bowed it.
Good afternoon and welcome to 91.1 WKCS FM. Usually at this time, we would be right in the meat of our pick 'em section. However, the Falcons did lose to Ray County last week, ending their season. However, do not worry. Jackson and I have plenty on deck for you this afternoon, don't we, Jackson?
We sure do. We've got a lot planned for y'all.
Just a quick rundown. Some of you may know, but Logan Paul and KSI, the YouTubers slash entertainers, they did have a fight. Not a street fight.
Nope.
It was a boxing match. It was for a lot of money. We're going to touch base on that. Also, we're going to preview not just the boys' basketball season, but the girls' basketball season. Amazing things on the way. And then, like always, we're going to have updates for high school football. And it would not be a Tommy and Jackson show, if that's what you want to call it, without our signature pick'em section.
We have to have the pick'em section.
We're going to save that for last. Huge slate of games, 12 games, important games, round two of the playoffs. But without further ado, we're going to hop right into this Logan Paul KSI fight. Jackson, you texted me and you said, we got to do this Logan Paul KSI fight. And I said, okay, I've heard about it. Didn't know a whole lot about it. You said it put you $20 in the hole.
It did.
Tell me why that was.
So they were only streaming it on one website.
Okay.
So I'm on YouTube because I see it streaming. And then it says the fight's going to start at 11:30.
Okay.
It doesn't start at 11:30 because of the stream. And so the stream ends, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, because I see at the bottom it says exclusively on DAZN.
Yeah, I've heard of that app. Okay.
And so it's a sports app.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So I went, and I looked to see how much. It's $20
for $20 a month. For a month.
$2 a month.
And you watch that one fight.
Sure did. Then canceled my subscription after.
That's smart.
So, but I wanted to watch it live because it's like – I don't know if any of you all watch The Office, but there's a reference I'd like to pull from. Jim Halpert says, it's one of those events that if you don't see it in person, you don't really care if you see it at all.
True.
So, but it's a, for our age and, you know, like our time period, it's kind of a big fight because they fought before and it got in a tie. And then this fight was kind of a big fight because it was kind of a controversial fight. I mean.
Yeah, tell me about that. What it was, KSI won.
Right.
He's a British YouTuber entertainer. Logan Paul is the same, but he's American. YouTuber entertainer. If you remember, he was a Viner. I remember him from being a Viner. He was really funny.
Tell
me why it was controversial.
Well, because so the whole fight, you know, I talked to you about this, you know, before we started.
Mm-hmm.
KSI just looks like he punched harder.
And he's a big dude. I was looking at him. He's a big
They're
dude.
Both some big boys. Mm-hmm. I mean, both barely made it in the 200s. Both
really?
Of them barely.
Wow.
I mean, both of them, but like you see him, you see KSI when he's you know, cocking his arm back to go hit, it just looks
just haymakers.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking like some big arms. And then but Logan Paul has, you know, he was quick on his feet and he trained with the Mayweather.
Did
some of the Mayweather people.
Well, that'll help.
So he was on his defense.
Yeah.
He knew what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it looks like Logan Paul won.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a controversial hit, so he got two really good hits in, and as KSI's going down.
Said he hit him while he was down.
Yeah,
yeah,
Logan hit him, and so the ref called it, and he said, look, took 2 points from him, and ultimately that's what made him lose.
Wow. Yeah, you said he lost by 2 points,
He
right?
lost by 2 points.
Wow.
I mean, so that's why it was such a controversial fight, and there was big names there, you know, like.
Oh, I bet.
Big YouTuber names, and then, like, Justin Bieber's there.
The
Biebs is there because he's, like, close with Logan.
Is he really?
Apparently.
Wow.
So, but I personally think Logan should have won, but kudos to KSI because, you know, to come to America and finally get that you know, that win that he actually should have won the first time.
Was it in Britain the first time?
It was in Manchester.
That makes sense.
So he should have won it the first time, in my opinion.
Was it kind of the same thing? Was it a deduction?
Kind of, because, I mean, they both got points taken off of them, but KSI just looked better because you could tell he was training it better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I think that was a really good fight for, like, our generation, though. And then, you know, it's one thing that, you know, we're glad we saw. Now we move on.
Yeah. And I was looking at it because I was looking up facts about it. I looked up Logan Paul and KSI's YouTubers. They got over 20 million subscribers, which that'll make you a lot of money. But also, the fight itself earned $900,000.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube took 30% of that, which was... I crunched the numbers, and by crunching the numbers, I put them into a computer.
Should be an accountant.
Yeah. YouTube made $270,000 from it. Logan Paul and KSI made $315,000 from it. And I know Logan Paul. I mean, I've watched some of his videos, but I've heard he's a big charity guy.
Oh yeah.
So you gotta think that that's gonna go to charity, right?
Oh, he has enough money as it is.
Oh, I mean, yeah, with his YouTube. Yeah.
With YouTube, it comes down to how many views you make, mm-hmm. and he makes like millions of views, and like I think a million views is like maybe $100,000, uh-huh. something like that. It's big money, big bucks. So
oh, yeah.
I think I might have to be a YouTuber, but. So I think he might donate like a good portion of that money to charity because, like you yeah. said, he is a big charity person.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you like to see. What you said. It's a big fight for the generation. I mean, it's not like we got Mayweather Pacquiao coming out there, but we got right. YouTubers that are just venturing out and doing something different, and that's exciting to see.
Right.
So moving on here, we talked about Logan Paul KSI. We said after that we're going to talk about the boys. Basketball season and the girls basketball season. The boys basketball team will return four players from last year's varsity squad. Edward Lacy, point guard. Some of you remember him. A lot of you remember him. He's right. just an energetic, fast guy. He can fill it up. Dominic Holland, who came into a big role last week. He started last year as a junior. Zurich Hudson. He was behind Deshaun Page, you're not right. going to get a whole lot of playing time just because Deshaun is Deshaun. Right. He doesn't get tired. He's physical. He'll get after you. But those are the three remaining returning seniors. Adam Robinson, the fourth and final senior on this team, he is a senior, but he does not have any experience.
Right.
However, when you look at Adam Robinson, you're gonna see why he's going to be such a big mm-hmm. deal for this team. We call him Diesel, and that's no joke because he's about 6'4", 6'5", yep. probably about 200 pounds.
Big boy.
Big dude. I mean, where's the goggles? It looks like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out there. He's not as skinny, but, I mean, he's going to be a great player. And moving on to the juniors, we got Jaden Jenkins, Tyrell Nixon, and myself, Tommy Sweat. However, I won't be back until January, and so Edward Lacy, Dominic Holland, Zurich Hudson and myself will be the four returning players. Jaden Jenkins and Tyrell Nixon, both great defenders. And going down this roster, we have four or five sophomores, three juniors, and four seniors. All of them are going to be able to play defense and rebound, and that's what Jody Wright is going to preach. And as we've talked about, or as you all know, went 28-5 last year. We've been state runner-up the past 2 years. I mean, what can we do to try to get over the hump this year, Jackson? What do you think we could do?
Right. Well, you know, we had a stacked lineup last year.
We
you
did.
Know? And also, I think we had a lot of support last year. You
no
know?
Doubt. Especially state tournament with the pep bus.
I want me, Corbin, and Corbin Carver, who you all have probably heard a couple times, and, mm-hmm. and Madeline McNew, we all helped get that pet bus.
That was awesome. That was huge.
Oh, it was huge. You know, we brought like 200 kids to almost every game.
Well, that first game, if you remember, it was overtime game.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so many kids. The reason we won that game, and I'm not even trying to, like, we played okay, mm-hmm. but the reason we won that game is because you guys were in there, and it was loud. It was so loud. It was awesome.
Right. And you know, the state championship game itself, I mean, you've got two. One of them was, like, committed to Oregon, wasn't he?
He was huge.
I mean, it was like twins. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 11-12.
Yeah, it was him and his little brother who was in my grade.
They were like 6'10".
Huge.
They were ginormous. But I do have to say, you know, like we talked about, Deshaun Page, that's a big loss mm-hmm. because he's very strong in the paint. You see him, he drives in, and he's quick too, and he can shoot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think we talk about Diesel, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him a little bit in practice, and, you know, I know – practice isn't the same as being in a game because mm-hmm. he didn't see a lot of action last year.
Yeah.
But I do have to say this: he's looking strong.
I've heard that the coaches and the coaching staff has been working so much with him.
Yeah.
On just his footwork because he's just a raw athlete.
He is.
I'm not going to say he's uncoordinated, but he's got to figure out who he is as a basketball player. And Coach Wright, I mean, he's the best around and finding out who players are. Sorry, go ahead.
Coach Wright, like you said, one of the best all around. Mm-hmm. One of the best coaches. I mean, he's in the TWSB Hall of Fame. He's in, like, one of the best probably coaches for Fulton High School. And if you want to get better at basketball, he's probably the best one to go to.
He's a real dude. I love playing for him as a player. And then as we move on to their schedule, obviously you got region foes as Austin East and Alcoa. Alcoa is going to be a great team to mm-hmm. look at this year. Then you travel during the Christmas break. You're going to go to the Maryville Christmas Tournament. Playing in that last year, we made it to the championship, and we played Maryville, who's always good, so there's a possibility of playing Maryville. There's a possibility of playing a Nashville team, because they usually have a Nashville team, because I think last year they had, like, Blackman or something like that.
They had some weird team.
Yeah, and so they're going to have good teams in that. in that tournament. And then I was looking at our schedule. We closed the regular season at Alcoa, at West, at Loudoun, who started 19-0 last year, finished 24-5, didn't finish how they wanted to. Then you go Powell, Sevier County, who made it to the state tournament last year, Farragut, who's got a lot of young talent,
right,
and Oak Ridge, who lost to Sevier County in the sectional. I mean, that is – not only are you just playing a tough region against Scott County, who in Kingston, who could be easily overlooked because they got some – trust me, they got some guys that can just fill it up, those backwood dudes that just know how to play basketball. But you're talking about Alcoa, West, Powell, Sevier County, Farragut, Oak Ridge. I mean, that's a tough way to close out your schedule.
Right. I don't know if we play them or not, but the Gibbs Eagles –
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say this right now.
I know some people over there.
Oh yeah, Mikey Robinson.
Did you see that? That alley oop.
Yes,
that was awesome.
That was an amazing play. I'm telling you right now, and you can quote me towards the end of the season because we're gonna do some basketball. We'll throw that out there. I'm telling you right now, Mikey Robinson is like he's gonna be amazing.
He's a real deal.
I remember playing against him
my freshman year over at Carnes, and we played him like twice.
Mm-hmm.
They're the real him and Caden Cup and
yes, Caden Sean, Cup is really good.
Sean Park, they got guys that can fill it up and guys that are really overlooked. And
right,
I think they take that to their full advantage over there at Gibbs.
Yeah, I agree. And then you know the Jamboree we play against South Doyle,
mm-hmm.
which. So, it's hard to go off of what you hear, but I do hear South Doyle is going to be pretty decent this year.
Oh, yeah, they are.
So, I want to see, because I think if we play a really decent team coming into, like, the Jamboree and we beat them, I think it can really shift how we play the rest of the season.
No doubt. That South Doyle team, I know their point guard, he's a short guy, but he plays with so much heart. He reminds me a lot of Dutta, Ed Lacy. His name's Kendrick Holland. He's really going to be the heart and soul for that South Doyle Cherokees squad. Two quarters with them on the Jamboree. But before we tell you the date of that, we're going to get into the girls' basketball preview. They went 11-19 last year. They only have two seniors this year, Radeja Bailey and Rainey Torrey. Two juniors, Shania McCoy, Anaya Matthews. And then they're kind of a sophomore-heavy team.
Yeah.
You look at it. Jamia Simmons, Brazia Jackson, Aaliyah Knighton, Renaja Bailey, and Renaja Gates. And then freshmen, you got Judea Taylor and Tiona McAlpin. So I'm looking at this, and I remember watching last year the two, their anchors. I put this on my notes. Radeja Bailey, who can just, she'll put it up from anywhere, and it's liable to go in. And then Renaja Gates down low on the block, who is a sophomore, but is a force inside.
Let me tell you about Renaja Gates. Renaja Gates, I'm 6'4".
She's huge.
6'3". And let me tell you, I look her in the eyes. Mm-hmm. I don't look most people in the eyes.
Yeah.
And she's right there. Like, I'm talking, and the big girl's strong. Like, I mean, she's strong.
She is.
And then I'm trying to think of who the other senior is that you said. It was
Rainey Torrey.
Yes.
Rainey,
she's pretty good.
She's physical.
She is. She's very physical. And you see her, she will go in the paint. Like, mm-hmm. she don't care if you're 6'9". She will drive in on you regardless.
Yeah, she's rehabbing an ankle injury, I believe.
Yeah.
But I remember just this whole team, whenever I think of people that are going to get after you on this girls' team, I think of Rainey Torrey, mm-hmm. Anaya Matthews, and Shania McCoy.
Yes.
They are going to get after you on defense. I mean, they're just pests. They're not big. They're not strong. They don't really score a whole lot, but they're going to get after you on defense. You can guarantee that.
Right. Someone I think that Fulton's opponents need to look out for shooting wise is Jama Simmons.
Oh, she. I was about to get into her.
Yeah.
Radeja is that. I mean, she's a deep threat. She's a hot shooter. But Jamia, she's probably the most pure shooter that I've ever seen.
I mean, her form is. You know, when you play, you grow up playing Little League, and coaches try to explain to you how to shoot.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you dip your hand in the cookie jar. That's exactly how she does it. She just completely dips it in there, and it's perfect.
It's beautiful.
It looks like a beautiful, I mean, absolutely perfect. You're going to have to come out and watch one of their games. I mean, it's just amazing.
Oh, no doubt. And they have some great opportunities. I think they're going to surprise some people this year.
Right.
Given their schedule. They open with Farragut in a Christmas tournament. Farragut is going to be phenomenal this
mm-hmm.
year. Hardin Valley, who's always tough to play. Campbell County, who's got just some studs over there. I mean, I remember hearing about them last year. They knocked off Oak Ridge for the first time in a while. I mean, that's going to be fun to watch. Maryville possibly in that Christmas tournament. Oak Ridge, who is always good and always phenomenal. They went back-to-back-to-back to back. I mean, 15 state titles in a row. Like, they were, that's an exaggeration, but they won a lot of state titles in a row a couple years ago. And then Powell, Kingston, and Loudon. Loudon has the former Jody Wright assistant, Joshua Brannon, in his second year, trying to turn that program around. So a lot of opportunities for these Lady Falcons. And I'm excited to watch them. I'll have plenty of time to be watching both boys and girls, but I'm excited to watch this girls' basketball team play.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Tommy. It's gonna be a great basketball season,
no doubt. And we kept on mentioning the Jamboree. The Jamboree is next Tuesday, November 19th at Carnes. Mm-hmm. The games will start at 5:30. Tennessee School of Death and Carnes will play the first game, followed by South Doyle and Fulton. Boys and girls. Girls will play first, boys second. So do not forget to come out November 19th and support on and support the Falcons and the Lady Falcons. And even further, the week after, the season opener is at Farragut in the Farragut Thanksgiving Tournament, November 26th. Like I said, the Lady Falcons open with Farragut.
Yeah.
And we, the boys, open with Campbell County, who is no pushover. So it's going to be a great way to start the season for both boys and girls.
All right. I agree with you. It's going to be great.
And so that'll wrap up our basketball preview. And so we're going to jump into some updates for high school football before we take a break, and then we'll jump into the pick 'em. But some news around high school football. You probably have heard this because we're not these people who have breaking news for you. Right. But over at Clinton High School, Randy McCamey, who is the head man at Clinton, has resigned at his alma mater after 3 years. Some stats for you. He went 8-23 at Clinton, 2-8 this year. Not the season that they may have wanted, but still, I mean, just solid teams. They got big kids up front. Made the playoffs in his second year last year. I mean, just solid teams. His record may not show it, but they have some great teams over there at Clinton. Before he was at Clinton, I think he spent over 10, 11 years at Grace. He went 89-32, and I'm pretty sure that's the only coaching he's had, with its overall record being 98-55. So we don't know where he's going to be next, right. But Randy McCamey, best of luck to you. Jackson, any thoughts on this news?
I mean, you know, if you're at when you're a head coach, that's just, you build a relationship as a head coach for so long, and you know, being a head coach at a football program is something different. You know, we talk about Rob Black. Rob Black is our head coach. Been a head coach here for all our state championship titles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just a head coach is something different. So yeah. I mean,
yeah, no doubt. We got a little bit of some distractions going on.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But it's okay. We're going to fight through it. But like you said, Rob Black, I totally forgot what you were saying. I'm sorry. But yes.
I went completely sidetracked.
A coach is a huge part. Obviously, the players play the game, but the coaches get them in line. They tell them what they're supposed to be doing and how they're supposed to be doing it. And I remember last year when we played Clinton, we beat him pretty good. I think it was 51-8. But I remember, like, second quarter, McCamey, we were blowing him out. But mm-hmm. McCamey just didn't care. Nope. And somehow we got into it where we were, like, yelling at each other. We were chirping at each other. And I was like, I'm really just yelling at the coach for Clinton right now. And I was like, wow, this dude's mean. I wouldn't want to play for this guy.
Right.
And then we go to halftime. We come back out. And I mean, he was right there to greet me, and we shook each other's hands, and we said, you know, that's not what it is. He was just that competitive. And so I would love to play for a guy like that, but I do play for a guy like that, and Coach Black, who's just intense and loves his players.
Yeah, and you know, it's always sad when a head coach decides he wants to leave. But mm-hmm. you know, in the message he put out on Twitter, he says he needs a little bit of time. But the reason why he's doing it, you know, after the season, is it gives the Dragons just a little bit of time to really find a head coach that they want to be there for a long run.
If he leaves mid-season,
right,
and they're like, maybe he leaves when they're 0-8, 0-7, then like, there's no way that they're going to win it. Right. But they rallied to win two of their last two games, and they end the season on a good note for those seniors.
They helped us out.
They really did.
Well, they kind of helped us out, but then, you know, we talked a little bit about it, but it's over now.
That's just the way it played out. Like, either way, if we would have beat Oak, I'm glad we beat Oak Ridge. Like, I'm not saying that, like, I wish we would have lost Oak Ridge, but I think it was good for our confidence to play Oak Ridge and beat Oak Ridge, because that gave us, I mean, we knew we were in the playoffs. We weren't getting into the playoffs by default. Like, because Clinton beat Carnes, and we would have been, either way, if we would have lost, we'd have been okay. You know, but it's just the way it worked out. We played Ray County, who's a great football team. I mean, kudos to them.
Kudos to them. That power, that wing tee is just something different.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of Ray County, they will play Powell this week, and they're the first game on the pick 'em. Yeah. But as you all may know, another update, the TSSAA is investigating Powell High School for possible recruiting violations. And I like what Five Star Prep said in their article, because that's where I found out from. Said, this does not mean Powell is guilty. It's only an investigation. But guilty or not, I feel bad for those players. Because last year they fought to 6-1 after the 3-4 years where they had absolutely nothing. They were the laughing stock of their region. And then they got to forfeit all those games after going 6-1. They missed the playoffs.
Yep.
We don't know if they're true and what punishments could be passed down. But the bottom line is Powell is a great football team this year. They're 11-0, number one in the state, and has had many, many seasons of success. But it's overshadowed time and time again by these coaches' actions.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of just seeing where coaches – maybe I don't know what they're saying. They're trying to recruit players over, but just, I mean, it's about the kids. It's about the players.
Exactly.
The players have been playing the games. They've been blowing these teams out. They're 11-0. They beat a team 60-14 last week. But then now everybody's going to talk about, oh, Powell's being investigated. Mm-hmm. You know, Powell's this, Powell's that. I mean, I'm tired of seeing it. I feel bad for those kids because I know a lot of those kids. But
right.
What are your thoughts on this, Jackson? I'm gonna give it to you.
So my thoughts on it are, okay. Let them. Okay, so ever since, you know, it happened last year after they were investigated and then had to forfeit all their games.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's just been on their case about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is sad that we lost a lot of our players to Powell, but
I wasn't even going to mention that, but you're right.
We did. We lost a lot of our players, but I mean, they're doing great over there. You know, we talk about they're doing good over there. So, and like you said, it's about the kids. It is. It really is. It's about the kids.
I hate seeing this. I hate it.
And I'm like you said, Five Star Preps handled it amazingly because they put it out in a way that doesn't – it's not going to make people like
– It's not saying like, oh, Powell's guilty, Powell's this. You know,
right.
They said they're not guilty. It's just an investigation.
And the reason why they're getting investigated, and I'll put any amount of money on this, is because people are not happy to see Powell do good. I'll be honest. That's
There's no
why.
Doubt. There's no
because
doubt.
Because they're like, oh, well, they probably have someone. Because I've heard it all. I have heard it all season. Let me tell you, is that they've got illegal players. They've got blah blah blah.
Right.
And it's high school football. You know, like let the kids play. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know
this
I say
the pure,
kids,
yeah, but I mean just
but let them play.
Yes.
I mean, honestly,
they're teenagers.
We are all teenagers, and like you, Tommy, you want to play football. You like playing football.
I love it.
Exactly. So what separates the Falcons from Powell High School? Nothing. I mean, it's just a bunch of kids
exactly.
that love playing
football. We're
football
teams. This
exactly.
is the purest level of football. I'll put that up against anything, like you said. This is the purest level of football, and it's times like this where it's just like it puts a slander on high school football. It's like, I mean, I don't understand it. I wish I knew more information, but TSSAA they don't release anything until
the verdict.
And I like that. I like that because if they were releasing this, that, and the other, I mean, Powell would be just overwhelmed with so much stuff.
Right.
And that's tough on those kids over there.
It's very tough because you experience it. You know, you lose a game and you know, you have a lot of people that are like, oh, well, you know, doubting stuff. But then, you know, if you're getting investigated again, then that just brings the parents of the kids mad at you. And and it's overall a big morale low. Like
exactly. Because I wonder what's going through their minds as they prepare for Ray County, who's not a pushover. It's not like it's
Ray County,
a little
city. You cannot. And that's the thing is you need – Ray County is a team, and we saw how they were.
Mm-hmm.
Ray County does not need to be looked over.
No.
Because let me tell you, that wing T –
Something serious.
It's something serious. And I have to give it to him. That little – quick little pass he had, the quarterback had into the end zone. That
the
was
one. Yeah.
We were never expecting that.
We were like, we thought they were going to run. They passed it. We thought they were going to run inside. They ran outside. I mean, they were methodical with what they did.
Right.
Kudos to them. And Powell's going to have to deal with it tonight.
Yeah.
So that's all we got on Clinton and Powell. I think we've said enough. I hope we haven't stepped over any boundaries. But we just wanted to voice that because a lot of people have been talking about it. We wanted to say our piece.
Right.
But without further ado, we're gonna take a break, take a breather. We've been going for about 25 minutes right now, but we're not done.
Nope.
We got 12 games coming up next, and we're in the meat of the show right now. So please stick around, and we'll be right back after this break.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And welcome back here to 91.1 WKCS-FM. We left off talking about Powell. We're going to pick up talking about Powell. We're gonna break up this 12-game pick'em section into six games apiece. So we're going to go the first six games here. We're going to give you a little break so we don't just bore you to death with our talking. And then we're going to do the last six games. But the first one here, Ray County, 9-2. Falcons saw them last week. Wonderful football team. They go to the 11-0 Powell Panthers. I mean, Powell has been dominant this year. We've talked about it time and time again. 60-14 last week against Lenoir City. 60-0. I know Lenoir City's nothing to boast about. But if you're putting 60 on a team at halftime, that's tough to do, first of all. And you got to take pride in that. And then on the other side, Ray County head coach Mark Pemberton, he was at Catholic, won a state title at Catholic with the wing tee that we talked about is methodical. Who do you have, Jackson?
So I'm going to pick Powell, but I do have to say this. Ray County looked sick. I mean, they looked very slick. They run a very, very strong wing tee formation. I'm talking, you know, we talk about.
I mean, they get low. I was down there.
They get
ripped. Like, I couldn't even see the quarterback.
Here's what blew my mind. It's the line. Had like their hands were like both of them were on the ground, which you don't really see
the
that.
Center. Yeah, the center. Yeah. I saw that. I know Trump on the center had like his hand and then like that. Like that's
and,
just
and
yeah,
you
that's
look at
school.
So you know Mace has this little Manila folder thing that he does, and you look at it. It is a like their line, both offense and defense is predominantly senior though.
Are they? Also experience, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking like super experience. But, you know, we go to the other side of the ball. We got Powell. We've talked about Powell all year long. We even did the Powell JV game, and they looked big.
They look, yeah.
I mean, they're 11-0, 6-0 in the region. They dominate everybody they play, really. Because they're just that – they're one of those teams. They're one of them top competitors that we say probably could potentially win state. I mean, their only players that play both ways are for special teams.
And that's a lot of teams.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only position you'll play two is if you play like offensive line or something, and then you're on special teams.
Yeah,
that's the only way because their offense and defense do not cohere.
A lot of rest. And
yes,
that defensive line
state is something different.
Yeah, they got the Mr. Football semifinalist.
Yeah.
That Webb, and then Jackson Daniel. I remember playing with him back in the day because I used to play Powell Little League.
Yeah.
I played with him. He was that big back then. He's huge.
It's number 76 that I'm thinking of because we were talking about that at the, you know, Powell versus Fulton. He stood out. I'm talking big boy. Like, he was 300 pounds. Their whole line's 250 plus.
Yeah.
I'm talking 300 pounds. He was 6'7".
Really?
I'm talking he was huge.
Wow.
Plus them pads and that helmet. I thought he had a full-grown beard. I was like, he has to be like 22. But he –
probably.
He wasn't. But – I mean, we talk about Powell. Powell's just – they're that team. Yeah. They are that team.
They're good.
They are the Maryville of Class 5A.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. So, of course, I'm going to have to go Powell, but I will give it to Ray County. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you 100%. I heard Corbin say something last week. It was halftime. I was up in the box because, I mean, that locker room was really far away. I didn't bring my scooter. It was a whole thing. But I was up in the press box, and Corbin was talking – he said, if we don't win this game – next week, Ray County is going to give Powell some struggles.
Yeah, they are.
I think this is – Powell's going to win by 2-3 touchdowns. Oh, but only if they get like – I mean, if they get some three and outs. Ray County's not really going to turn the football over. They don't pass it, so you're not going to get an interception unless you just rock somebody and they fumble. So, I mean, I think the win by 2-3 touchdowns, Ray County's going to give them some trouble. I really do think so.
And also, one thing we talked about when we played Ray County last week was they're – their playbook is pretty small. It's a pretty small playbook.
Yeah.
Because it's mainly
like,
run.
Yeah, it was like sweep, dive, and then, yeah.
Because we see when they are on, like, you know, they've got 1 yard to go to get the first down.
QB sneak.
If they're trying to go for the long run, they'll give it to 21 and he'll send it. And here's the thing, too, though, is I think Fulton could have won that, and I'm just going to point this out. But we're just such a young team, and they were so experienced. But I will say this. Ray County is a very tough team. They're a big team. But if Powell can shut down, because their plays up top, Ray County's plays kind of look like they can be countered. So if Powell can sit there and, like, actually stop those runs and stop 21, it's over. It's over for Ray County. Yeah. And then it'll be, like, up maybe by 4 or 5.
Yeah, you're right. Touchdowns.
Yes. Yeah. 4 or 5 touchdowns. Yeah.
So we both agree on that one. That's the first game. Moving on to the second game, Farragut at Maryville. Farragut, like we've said time and time again, they're up and down. They're up and down. I told you last week it was a coin flip for me between them and Bradley Central. Yeah. I said because they're playing at home, they're going to win the football game. They did.
By a lot.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
Because I walked over to you, and I was like, I said, can you guess the score right now?
And I thought Bradley Central was winning.
And you thought Bradley Central was winning. So I said the score, and it was like 34 to like 6.
And then
I walk, and then he said, oh, so Bradley Central's beating them. I was like, Farragut is blowing them out.
Yeah.
But it's Maryville.
Exactly. Yeah, they played them close in week –
35-24.
Yeah, 35-24. I mean, it was around that midseason mark at Farragut. It's at Maryville this time. Maryville's just going to be too much for them.
But we talk about this. Maryville, it could – and we've talked – me, Corbin Parker, and me and you have talked about this. Maryville could go anywhere, any region, any division, any class.
Any state.
They could go to Texas and probably dominate.
I would like to see that. That'd be interesting.
I'm talking Maryville is literally an amazing team. Maryville can dominate anybody. And I'm going to retract a statement I said a couple shows ago about Maryville versus Macaulay. Maryville would probably smack Macaulay.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Macaulay lost to Innsworth.
Right.
And we this whole thing. But I agree with you on that one too. Yeah.
So I think we both agree Maryville's just going to put it on Farragut because they're so big. They're big. They have a lot of depth. We talk about depth a lot. Mm. Maryville has probably the most depth in.
And it's not fair.
In this, no.
Yeah.
They should probably. I bet you if they play Tennessee, it'd be a pretty good game.
Well, with the way Tennessee's playing, I'm proud of the Vols.
I am too. Because I will say this. I will say this. When they beat South Carolina, I don't think I've ever jumped so high.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. I mean,
it was awesome.
Because South Carolina beat Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So we beat Georgia.
So we beat Georgia.
And Georgia beat Florida.
So we beat Florida.
So, I mean, we're number one in the country.
Oh, yeah.
But, Rebels played Science Hill last week. They blanked them 42-0. I saw the stat. I think this is correct. 52 yards of total offense for Science Hill. Mock, where are you? Just kidding. Mac, he's not here.
He's in MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park, which is somewhere down the road.
Oh, yeah.
But Maryville's looking to get back to that semifinal matchup with Oakland.
Yeah.
Oakland beat them, blanked them last year, and I'm sure whenever that game comes up in a couple weeks, we're gonna have it on here for you.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be exciting. Both teams undefeated. That's gonna be just it's a heavyweight Logan Paul KSI heavyweight match.
Talking about like not featherweight, not lightweight. We're talking like
one punch knockout.
Oh yeah, it's not gonna be a one sided game at all. No. It's gonna be back and forth.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to watch. And so moving on, third game, we got a rematch from week 8. Colefield travels to Greenback. Colefield 8-3, Greenback 9-2. The Jackets lost a tough one to Colefield in week 8. At Colefield, it was 45-20. Greenback dropped their first two games to Loudoun and I believe Meigs County. And I thought Greenback had lost it before I realized who Loudoun and Meigs County was. Loudoun's 11-0. Meigs County is 10-1. And those are phenomenal teams if you do not know who those teams are. But Greenback has rattled off 9 in a row. They beat Colefield back in week 8. It's at Greenback. I think they're going to dominate Colefield up front. They got that Virginia Tech commit, Darrell Bailey. I haven't been keeping up with him. I wish I would have, but I think he's going to really be a force. They have another wide receiver, and obviously the transfer quarterback from Maryville, who's been tearing defenses up. So give me the Greenback Cherokees in this one. Jackson, what about you?
I'm going to agree with you. So last night I was doing a lot of stats, and this game came up on the text message I got from you. And I was like, okay, so I don't really know a lot about these teams, so I'll look them up. Colefield lost to Greenback, like you said, 45-20 midseason. And then Cofield's only region losses, because they're 4-2 in the region, their only region losses are to Greenback and Oliver Springs. They lost Oliver Springs 27-0.
Oliver Springs is another solid team.
Right. So, but we go to Greenback. Greenback beat Oliver Springs 50-0.
Right.
So, and, you know, they're 9-2, 6-0 in the region. I think it's going to be probably like midseason again, 45-20. I think it's going to be maybe more than that this time. You know, midseason and like beginning season is, you've still got a lot of time to grow. And for them to go 9-2 and then 6-0 in the region, I think that's plenty of growing.
Oh, yeah. Greenback's really hit their stride lately.
I really think
they're going to dominate Cofield, up front. And they'll move on to the third round, which I wish I would have looked up who they played, but it'll be another great game. Maybe against South Pittsburgh, or maybe against Meigs County again. But if you don't know South Pittsburgh, they're a phenomenal football team, too.
They are.
Greenback has got a lot of football ahead of them. They're going to win this week. And that'll put us in our fourth game, the University School of Jackson, 8-3 on the year, at King's Academy. King's Academy has not played since October 25th. Could that mean they're rusty? Could that mean they're well-rested? That's up for debate. However, University School of Jackson, they walloped Grace Baptist, not Grace Christian Academy in Knoxville. They walloped a Grace Baptist team from Nashville, 68-3. I was looking up that Grace Baptist finished 3-7. However, I mean, if you're putting 68 up on fools in the playoffs,
oh, yeah,
you're pretty good.
Right.
So in King's Academy, they got that one dude, that Jamarian Jenkins Gooch. I think that's how you say his name. I'm not trying to make fun of him, but that's his actual name, Gooch. Sorry, Gooch. One more time. He's got some offers. He's got some big-time offers. I know Zach Acuff, their quarterback, he can sling the pigskin around. Zach Tilly is a wide receiver. He was a Mr. Football finalist for Division II Class AA. So King's Academy is going to put up points. They played a tough schedule. They've been like – keep in mind, King's Academy only has like 20 players, by the
right.
way.
Right.
So, I mean, they're
less than Fulton.
They're very, very small. Yes. For the first time ever, a team has less than Fulton. But, they've lost to Gatlinburg, Pittman, Seymour, and I'm losing it, Oneida, and somebody else. So King's Academy is going to put up points. I really don't know how this one is going to go. But I'll let you pick the first three. I'm gonna make it fair on us. I'm gonna pick King's Academy just because I know some people that go there, and I think that the one seed they got a bye last week. They're playing for the first time. They're gonna be well rested. Give me the Lions in this one.
So Tommy, last night I was looking up on Coach T and T-Dub's play to try and find this, and I could not find them anywhere on here. So I have two big question marks for their names, but
yeah.
I will go their opponents because we need some diversity here.
Oh yes, okay. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we've been doing this little pick'em thing, pick'em challenge. This is the fifth week we're doing it.
Right.
I was tallying up the scores. Jackson, you're 18-17. We picked 35 games, by the way, which I thought was crazy.
God.
You're 18-17. I am 21-14.
Oh no. Okay, so I don't think you all might remember this, but so here's the challenge: is whoever wins gets a pie, or gets to pie the loser in the face.
Yes,
and I cannot get pied in the face, so it's gonna happen. And here's the thing: is I used to feel I would feel bad, like when we first started this, I'd feel bad to hit him with pie because he's
I broke my fibula.
But then your boy Jackson, as I've been telling everybody, I was squatting 900 pounds and the bar broke. But what actually happened is
you're pulling a bus, weren't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I had too much school spirit at the Oak Ridge game because I was just way too hyped. And after
it was a great game.
It was. After the second touchdown, I was running with the flag and might have tripped on nothing. I'm tripping over nothing.
Well, it's okay.
And I have torn a ligament in my ankle. So.
And you're in a boot.
I'm in a boot.
And I'm in a boot.
Yes.
So we're the boot buddies here on the Jackson and Tommy show.
Oh yeah.
On WKCS FM. If you'd see them, they're pretty nice boots.
Oh yeah.
Jackson's been telling me he's had some pain. He's gonna get that checked out. So please keep Jackson in your thoughts and prayers because ligaments are no joke.
Oh, but here's the thing, Tommy. We need you back for basketball.
I'm coming back. January's the time.
Everyone, look forward to January, but also look forward to championship time here at 91.1 when I pie Tommy in the face, because that's how it's going to be.
Well, I'm not even going to say anything. Uh-huh. I'm going to take the higher road.
Take it.
And we're going to move on to the fifth game. Where Lipscomb Academy the Mustangs, led by none other than Super Bowl winning quarterback Trent Dilfer. They travel down Oak Ridge Highway to Grace Christian. Grace Christian, they did lose. They won last week against Good Pasture. However, they were the one seed. They were supposed to blow out Good Pasture. They only beat them by 15.
Ooh.
A little bit closer than what the experts predicted. Lipscomb Academy, I don't know anything about them, but the fact that they got a Super Bowl winning quarterback as their head coach,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's something to be happy about.
Grace has got a complicated offense over there. I know the quarterback, old Cooper Riggs. He's a Mr. Football finalist in the Division I Class A. So I sent him a text the other day. I mean, that's awesome for Cooper. Used to play basketball with him. Phenomenal kid, great athlete. And so I think that Grace is going to win this one. Maybe not by 2-3 touchdowns. I think it'll be closer. I think it's going to be a one-score game. But I think that he's gonna go off. Maybe 3-4 touchdowns, Cooper. I'm not trying to jinx you, but give me Knoxville Grace Christian in a close one against Lipscomb Academy.
So I'm gonna have to agree with you because I do not know anything about Lipscomb Academy except that they're out of Nashville.
Yeah.
I looked at their schedule. I did not know one single team that they played.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single. They were all their losses are to BGA 17-14 and to CPA.
I think
CPA,
that's Battleground or whatever. Those are good teams, by the way.
CPA 27-7 or 28-7. They're 2-2 in the region, 6-5 overall, and then Grace is 9-2, 5-1. Their only region loss was to CAK, and that was 9-7. So not a very eventful game, but they also, their other loss was to South Dole, 61-7. That's a big deal right there.
But South Dole is a great team.
South Dole is a great team. We'll talk more about South Dole when we talk about them here in this section, or it's next section, I think. But I will say, I'm going to have to agree with you, Grace is going to maybe by 2 touchdowns.
Okay. That'll be a close game to watch. We're going to transition into our last game of this half. So this is our sixth game. We're gonna take a break. We got six more, but we're getting into the. It could go either way.
Right.
Bearden at Dobbins Bennett. Dobbins Bennett dropped their last regular season games to Science Hill and Alcoa. Great teams. They took care of William Blount last week, and they're looking to beat the Bulldogs for a second time this season. I picked against the Dogs last week, and they smothered a solid McMinn County team. They lost to Dobbins Bennett earlier in the season, though. They lost to McMinn County early in the season. I picked against them last week, McMinn County, because I was like, you know what? McMinn County, they blew them out regular season. I learned my lesson. Give me the Bearden Bulldogs with an upset.
Darn it. Darn it, darn it, darn it. Because I want there to be a fair chance, because if we agree every time, it's going to – but I'm going to have to agree. Because we look at Bearden, barely lost to West in overtime in week one.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about West. West is literally
phenomenal.
Big team, big strong boys. West is Elijah.
Number 17, by the way. If you remember a couple weeks ago, if you don't, that's okay. But we were talking about number 17 from West.
Elijah Rogers.
Good luck this week.
He's one of their stars over there. I mean, he's great. But I'm going to say Bearden because, you know, they beat Science Hill 31-20, right?
Yep.
Dobbins Bennett loses at a big upset to Science Hill.
That's right.
It was 23-17. And we talked about it, and we thought Dobbins Bennett was just going to
We thought they were going to roll
them.
Over them, yeah.
And their only region loss was to Science Hill, but they lost to Alcoa. But Alcoa is
Alcoa.
Alcoa. But Alcoa competed with Maryville.
They did.
Pretty well. So Alcoa is, you know, they beat them 21-6. So I'm gonna agree with you, Bearden, but I do think it's gonna be a good game because I think Dobbins Bennett, you know, I think they're gonna come out because we have talked about Dobbins Bennett a lot this year.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about they're a big team, big skill. 9-2, 5-1. I think that's a great way to do it. So I am gonna agree. I think the Bearden Bulldogs are gonna do it.
That's crazy because usually we pick the favorites. Like, we don't pick the underdogs. Bearden's an underdog.
We don't, and Bearden is an underdog. And, I mean, but here's the thing is we're underdogs.
Yes.
We were underdogs all season.
Every game.
So, I think underdogs are the way it's going right now.
No doubt. Bearden looking to – they've turned around their season. They're looking to keep that going. We're going to take a quick break here. If you're asleep, wake up. I hope you're not asleep in the car. because that would not be safe. However, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come right back. We got six more games, and then you can turn this radio off and do whatever you want. Oh, yeah. We're sorry for torturing you, but we'll be right back.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
And we are back here. We gave you a little break from our wonderful commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you've taken a little bit of like a 30-second cat nap, but we're back here for the last six games. And we're starting off here with MBA, not NBA, but MBA, Montgomery Bell Academy. They traveled to Baylor. Montgomery Bell Academy, 6-4, but they're a lot better than their record will suggest. Lost to Brentwood High School, not Brentwood Academy. They lost to an undefeated Pearl Cone in 3A, who's a phenomenal football team.
Phenomenal.
They lost to a 9-1 Briarcrest Christian School, who, if you don't know Briarcrest, they're in Memphis, and they're really good. They lost to the team they're going to play tonight, Baylor, 14-6. Baylor, we've talked about time and time again. They're a phenomenal, phenomenal football team. I believe their only loss was to maybe Innsworth? Maybe? No, Macaulay. I'm sorry. Yes. Macaulay by 7. We talked about that. And Elijah Howard has been playing on an absolute amazingly high level. I think Baylor is going to be too much for Montgomery Bell Academy tonight.
Yeah, Tommy, I agree with you. I mean, Baylor 4-1, but Montgomery Bell is 4-1 too. But lost to Baylor, and here's the thing that blows my mind is Montgomery Bell loses to Brentwood, not Brentwood Academy, 9-6, but beats Brentwood Academy 15-7.
Brentwood. That's crazy. We're going to mention that. Yeah. Four-time defending state champs.
Out of the playoffs.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
By Baylor. Baylor put them out,
mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to me because we talk about Brentwood Academy. Brentwood Academy has just been there. You know, four-time state champion.
That's hard to do at any level.
Fulton, when we did the three-peat, very hard.
Exactly.
Very hard. I mean, 28-17 when they beat Brentwood Academy. I mean, and they beat Knoxville Catholic, which is –
That's a feat of its own because, I mean, that whole thing is just crazy.
That
because
whole division.
Because
is
Catholic
just...
beat Brentwood Academy, yeah. Baylor beat Brentwood Academy, and then Innsworth goes ahead and they beat Macaulay, and it's a dumpster. I'm not gonna say a dumpster fire because that suggests
they're
that they're
all
not
great
good,
though,
but they are phenomenal football teams over there. And I knew that Brentwood Academy was really good. I knew Innsworth was really good. I didn't know Macaulay and Baylor and even Father Ryan, the only team that didn't make the playoffs, including Brentwood.
Right.
I mean, they're all good over there.
I mean, and then it just – Montgomery Bell, I don't know a lot about them, but then Baylor, we talk about Elijah Howard, a force.
Web school transfer. I bet they miss him.
UT commit.
Yes, in my grade, right?
Yes, he is a junior with me and Tommy, and
he's
that's
phenomenal.
Crazy. I mean, he's amazing. We have a lot of Elijahs here in Tennessee. We've got Elijah Young, Elijah Howard, and Elijah Rogers.
Elijah Rogers.
I remembered it. But I have to agree with you. I think Baylor's going to come out with this. You know, Baylor's just one of those teams. Their only loss was to Macaulay, and Macaulay's just
Macaulay's going to be tough to put out.
They're one of them dominant teams.
Macaulay plays Christian Brothers this week, and the winner of that game will play either Innsworth or Briarcrest, that's going to be a battle.
Innsworth, you know, if Macaulay can get them again, I think that might be a good game. And
no doubt.
Our next pickup section, it might be.
We'll have that one on there for you.
Oh, yeah. But yes, Tommy, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to pick Baylor, who is they're 4-1, which is, I feel like they should be 5-0, but
oh yeah,
it's okay.
And that just shows, that speaks once again to the quality of play.
Yeah.
And we're going to stay right there in that Division 2. Catholic, 7-3, travels to Memphis University School. We mentioned it before, Catholic barely snuck into the playoffs. They held off a Father Ryan team by 10 points. And they Brentwood Academy got knocked out by Baylor, like you said, four-time defending state champs. No, not in the playoffs. That's
right.
We could talk about that for another 30 minutes. But Memphis University School, they're 9-1. This is a little this could be a very close game. Yeah. Memphis University School is the one seed. And you look at their one loss, you would think it would be to Briarcrest, right? Mm. It was to Montgomery Bell Academy by three, who was 6-4. So one, that shows you how good Montgomery Bell Academy could be for Baylor. Also, it shows you that Memphis University School, I don't know if Catholic could. I wish Catholic played Montgomery Bell Academy so we could actually have a little bit of a comparison.
Have a little bit of a contest here.
But that just shows you how unpredictable high school football is, one, and I mean, just how if you're the number one team, you're Memphis University School, you're the Owls, you're undefeated at the time, you lose to Montgomery Bell Academy, you could lay down, you could say, oh, well, you know what, we lost to MBA. But they've rattled off five in a row, and they've really hit their stride. And I saw on Five Star Preps that their defense caused 14 turnovers this year, seven fumbles. Their defense is going to get after you. I'm excited to see how Caden Martin will handle himself in his first playoff game. I don't know if he probably played some in California when he was over at Redondo Union, but first Tennessee high school football playoff game. So that's exciting to see. Give me the Irish in this one. I can't believe I just said it, but give me the Catholic Fighting Irish, Jackson. What about you?
Tommy, I'm going to agree with you. Give me the Fighting Irish, which is something you don't hear a lot of Falcon people say. You do not hear a lot of Fulton people say, give me Catholic. But we look at Catholic. This is their first year in a private division. I mean, you see how phenomenal Catholic is doing in this private division, and it's their first year. Literally transferred in the beginning of the season. It's like, hey, look, guess what? We're in private. And they dominate. They are dominating. Top team, beats Brentwood Academy. I mean, Tommy Winton, great skilled player.
A wonderful player. He picked up an offer from Kentucky last week.
Oh, yeah. He has offers out the wazoo. I mean,
Tennessee,
yep. Let's hope he goes there. But like we say, Catholic beat Father Ryan. And this will be the first meet with Catholic with Memphis University. So I think it's going to be a great game. But I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to say the Fighting Irish.
And that's exciting news. Catholic will move on to the next round, and we will move on to the ninth game. Daniel Boone, who handled your Devils last week, 32-3. But Daniel Boone's a good team. I'm not trying to diss on Jackson, even though I am beating him by three games. But anyway, Daniel Boone is solid. Mm. Their only losses are to Greenville, Elizabethton, and many, two other good teams that are just phenomenal. They're not a team that's going to dominate you. If they beat you, they're going to beat you by probably a ball control. I haven't had a chance to watch them, but judging by the scores, they haven't really – I mean, they've blown out teams, but those teams haven't been very impressive.
Right.
And every time we have South Dole on here, I don't know which South Dole team I'm going to get.
Yeah.
But I try to look at the opposite defense. And I said to myself, can they bottle up Young? I don't think Daniel Boone can bottle up Elijah Young. And I think that South Doyle is, barring Central takes care of business tonight, that's the next game that we got. They're looking for a rematch with Central, and that's gonna be a phenomenal football game.
You know, Tommy, Daniel Boone, like you said, they're looking pretty strong. I mean, beat Halls in round one, 32-3. But Daniel Boone, pretty good. And I'll say this now, Halls, they were good, but we talk about some teams, you have to look at who they play.
Right.
But I will say this, Halls beat Gibbs, and Gibbs beat Central. So that technically means Halls beat Central. But
Halls the best team in the state.
Oh, yeah, Halls best team in the state. But I will say this, the only region loss Daniel Boone has is to Tennessee High, 35-0.
Tennessee High's good.
Tennessee High's very good. I remember when we picked them, I picked Tennessee High, and someone else was very unlucky with picking Daniel Boone. I can't remember who it was, but I think his name starts with a T.
It wasn't. It was David Crockett.
Oh, that's who it was. Yeah,
I'm having David Crockett.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm trying to come for you. You picked Tennessee High.
I did, really? Pick
Tennessee High.
That's a lie.
It's not. We'll go back and look. It's okay, because I'm going to remember this. But a quick little fact I saw on Twitter. From Five Star Preps is that – actually, not Five Star Preps. Someone that I'm not going to mention retweeted it that it's their QB's first time back He was in
practice. Mason Brang, you're right.
Mason was back in practice this week for his first time after his leg injury, which shout out to him. He's been trooping through it all. So, you know, still QB's out, so they've been relying on that second string, but Elijah Young just there, and Elijah Young's a lot.
That's a great point, by the way, because I saw that video. I totally forgot about it, but now that you bring it up, I don't know how effective he's going to be. Right. I mean, you assume he's been doing rehab. I don't know how much conditioning he's been doing, but even I mean, he's got so much
back throwing.
He's got so much experience.
Yeah,
that's a huge pickup for South Oil because they were unstoppable with him. They kind of they took a dip. They lost to
Seymour,
Anderson County, and somebody else. I mean, it was crazy. And Powell, sorry,
yeah,
which
well, but Powell.
Powell's Powell,
yeah.
But I mean, that's I don't know. I don't really know. I just remember that Central game they put Young at quarterback because it was like rainy. Do you remember? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. And I thought, you know, I talked to Mace about it, and we were just like baffled, kind of.
Yeah.
But we do see because, I mean, they don't want Young getting hurt, and they're not going to not play him.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm gonna pick South Doyle on this one. But I do have to say, like you said, we never know what kind of South Doyle team we're going to get.
Right.
You know, a South Doyle team that's going to lose to Seymour.
But you have to see
they have their head quarterback or their starting quarterback was out. Elijah Young was out because of a
targeting.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this. I think South Doyle is going to come out. I mean, but here's the thing is if they can progress more and they can finally get that quarterback in.
Oh, gosh. That's going to be scary.
And we talked about this at Ray County. South Doyle is going to sneak up there. I mean, if they can keep on winning and they get that quarterback back, they're going to be – we talked about at the beginning of the year, South Doyle, Powell, and West are going to be the top teams this year.
No doubt.
So I definitely think that South Doyle could potentially come back. And if they get that quarterback, I'll say it again, they're going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And if South Doyle can take care of business, they'll play the winner of this game. If you remember, I believe it was last week of the season, week 11, Gibbs knocked off Central.
Which we talked about. we talked about it at Ray County. It was probably the biggest upset in Fulton High School. Or not at Ray County. It was Oak Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it. Yeah. The Oak Ridge game, we sat there and talked about it. And it was probably one of the biggest upsets Central's seen.
No doubt.
I mean,
it would have been crazy if they would have beat South Doyle the week before. And then they would have lost. You know, like, because that would have been 22 games in a row.
Yeah.
And then so, but still, I mean, either way, they lost Central. I'm not trying to make excuses for Central, but they lost to South Doyle the week before. They snapped it. It was a 21 game winning streak that was snapped.
Yeah,
lost the region title. You got to go to Gibbs, and I'm not trying to crack on Gibbs, but I don't want to go to Gibbs after I lost a 21 game winning streak and lost the region title.
But that's the thing too, though. It's like it was a tough loss against South Doyle because. You know, you lose 38-10 against South Doyle.
You get handled.
I mean, but I do want to say this, and, you know, it's not any shade, but we talk about teams and who they play. Look at Central. Barely beats Fulton by one. Mm-hmm. I would say during their regular season, Fulton was probably the only win that they worked for.
Yeah.
I'll say that because you look at who they played the week one. They played Cleveland.
Blew them out.
And I mean,
they played like Seymour, Carter, Sevier County.
I mean, you look at who they play, and it's just. But here's the thing: Gibbs beat Halls, Halls beat Gibbs actually, 32-21, and South Doyle beat them 62-17. So, I do think this is going to be a great game. I will say that.
Yep.
Because Central's going to come back and battle back, but we've also got Gibbs. Gibbs is going to. They're going to try their hardest this week. They really are. But Mikey Robinson. Will not be in attendance tonight.
Why is that?
I saw he's a very big basketball, and he is on his way to do I can't remember what it is. He's on his way to do something basketball related though.
Really?
But Mikey Robinson, they kind of rely on him just a little bit. So I will say it's gonna be a rough season, but Central, if they can work with it, you know, their quarterback's pretty good over there.
Favre, yep.
Yeah, he's pretty good. It's gonna be a blow for Central because he's a senior, and they're gonna lose him. But I will say this: I really don't know who I'm gonna go for right here.
That's the beauty of this
because
right?
I want to say Gibbs, but I also want to say Central at the same time. But I'm going to say Central because I think they have a bigger chip on their shoulder. They're the defending 5A state champs. They're going to want to go as far in as they can. Mm-hmm. But also, I will say this. Gibbs is going to say, hey, look, this was not a fluke.
Right.
This was mainly because we wanted it more. But I'm going to say Central's going to come out with this one.
I want to be like, you know what? This is a great time to pick against Jackson and maybe get a game ahead, but it could also put me a game behind.
Right.
Beauty of the Pick'em Challenge. However, second time that these teams have played in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to beat a team twice in 2 weeks.
It is.
We've been quoting 5-star preps, but like, one, they just do a phenomenal job.
They really do.
But they did an article on this Fulton or the Central Gibbs round two, and he says, they were doing their pick'em, which by the way, they went like 25-5. They picked 30 games. They went like 25-5. Last week, which I thought was like incredible.
We could never.
We could do that.
We probably could. We have like 25 total. Or it was 27, wasn't it?
Exactly.
We
have like 27 total. But they did like all the teams that they cover. We just did kind of like Knoxville teams.
Yeah.
So
they do all Tennessee.
Yeah, they do. They do crazy games. But they said they got to believe that Central's coaches are going to be quick studies. They're going to have a game plan. They're defending state champs. They know
exactly.
how to win football games.
They know
games.
How to win a football
it's
game.
At Central. Central got their legs back under them last week. They struggled early against David Crockett. David Crockett jumped out 14-0. They scored 24 unanswered. I think Central is really, I mean, I don't want to say hitting their stride second round of the playoffs, but like they're kind of hitting their stride second round of the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, they're going to come out. They lost to them 2 weeks ago. They're saying, you know what, that's not us.
Right.
That's not who we were.
Right.
We're going to go out and we're going to handle Gibbs and we're going to move on and we're going to play South Doyle next week. And that's going to be a battle.
It will.
That's going to be awesome.
South Doyle's the one who ended their 21-game win streak. I texted Tommy last night at around 1-ish o'clock.
It was early in the morning, yeah.
Because I'm over here writing my game notes and I couldn't think. It was either 21 or 22 games, but it was the game streak and South Doyle ended it. So I do think if Central can beat Gibbs and then come in for South Doyle, that's gonna be a battle that we'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Mm-hmm. And so we're gonna stay in 5A, and we're gonna stay in Fulton's region. Oak Ridge will travel to West 10-1. Oak Ridge is 6-5. Oak Ridge on paper, yes, they upset Saudi Daisy,
right?
However, me and you both knew that they would handle Saudi Daisy. I mean, because Oak Ridge, and their Saudi Daisy, they beat them. I think it was like 40-19 or 40. I mean, they beat them pretty good.
They kind of got the luck of the draw winning or losing. They kind of got the luck of the draw.
Yeah, we touched on that earlier.
We touched on it a little bit, but I will say, what's a football game without a challenge?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But Oak Ridge and West, I think West is going to win.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Oak Ridge loses barely to Powell, 27-21. Barely.
Overtime.
I'm talking like barely, which is a big deal because West and Powell. I mean, and here's the thing is I think I'll call it again as I think Powell is going to win if West and Powell play, which I didn't say that before.
But no, it's going to be Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
You're going to say, you know, Powell,
Powell, Powell, Powell. But then coming, the more I research it, the more I look at it, I'm probably going to switch. But as of right now, I'll say Powell.
Okay.
But I think it's not going to be as big of a game as long of a game as it's going to be. It's going to be close. Is what mm-hmm. I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, but West, Elijah Rogers. You know, I mean, I'm talking
Tyrese Edwards, Drew Francis,
two Arkansas commits.
Yep.
Two beats, but they did beat Oak Ridge in the regular season.
24-7. That was early. That was kind of mid season. But it was at Oak Ridge. It's at West this time. All the answers, all the fingers are pointing towards that West is. It's at West this time.
Yeah.
They beat them. I mean, it'd be different
at Oak Ridge.
Yeah, it'd be different if it was like if it was at Oak Ridge. Wait, what am I trying to say? It'd be different. I really confused myself. But anyway, Oak Ridge should have the chip on their shoulder.
They should.
Correct. However, but they're going to West. West, they dominate Walker Valley last week.
Yeah,
they're wanting to get back to Powell, like you said.
Yeah,
I think this is going to be closer, like you said. It's not going to be a 24-7.
No,
it's going to be one score, maybe like a 10-point game.
Yeah.
And West is going to get their rematch next week in the quarterfinal against Powell.
I 100% agree with you, West. But I do think Oak Ridge is going to give them a challenge.
Oh, yeah. That Oak Ridge team is – Fulton got them when they were really hot.
We did.
We kind of cooled them down a little bit.
But that's another thing I want to point out is, to me, from an announcing standpoint and being up in the press box, our defense excelled when we played West.
Awesome.
I mean,
awesome
I'm talking
defense.
Excelled. Sadly, we lost Tommy Sweat during that. And tough. Inde got hurt. Inde Walton
everybody
got
went
hurt.
Down.
Everybody went out.
It was awful.
I went out next week, the week after that. But, I mean, I think Oak Ridge has – I will say this. I think Oak Ridge has the potential because I think Fulton had the potential.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to stick – I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to say West is going to come out.
Okay. That's a wonderful pick. When that's our 11th game. We've got our last game coming up. This is we deem this one the game of the week. Usually these two teams are meeting next week in the quarterfinal, but it's Greenville, 9-2. They travel to Anderson County, who's 10-1. The last 2 years, these two teams have met in the third round, and Greenville ended the Mavs season both times. I mean, this Greenville team has lost two games this year, something they're not really used to doing after winning 30 straight and back-to-back titles. Lose to Powell to open the year, and then they lose to a phenomenal Elizabethan team that one of these teams will see next week probably.
Right.
The Mavs, on the other hand, they're 10-1. They haven't lost a region game since 2017, since they joined that region. But they've been put up by Greenville the last 2 years, like I say, and they haven't beaten them since, guess when, Jackson?
No idea.
2005.
Oh.
If you remember, when we picked Greenville and Elizabethan a couple weeks ago, I picked, I think I said Greenville.
Yes, you did.
I said Greenville.
No, we both picked Elizabethan, but you were strand.
Okay, well, I thought I picked Greenville.
Right, but you were like I do remember that you picked Greenville and then you changed your mind because you were on it. But sadly you were correct, because Elizabethan did win. But here's the thing: Greenville was winning the entire game, mm-hmm. and then coming into the fourth quarter, Greenville just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I mean Elizabethan comes out of nowhere and just comes back.
And I brought up that because I wanted to say this. I thought I picked Greenville, so I wanted to say I learned my lesson. But I mean, either way, if I picked Elizabethan, I picked against Greenville, but I learned my lesson again. Anderson County, you heard it here on 91.1 WKCS-FM. They are tired of losing to the Greenville Green Devils. They're going to beat the Greenville Green Devils on the H3 Playoff Friday. Mark Packer, the wonderful Mark Packer, and Austin Price on the call. Give me the Mavs by not one, but two touchdowns in this second-round matchup. Jackson, give me your pick.
Okay, so this was the first game I had written down. So Greenville, they have their last three games are 45-plus up on an opponent, and in round one they played Howard, and the score was 45-0.
They blew them out, yeah.
Blew them out. Their only loss to Powell was and Elizabethan, mm-hmm. and Powell and Elizabethan, two phenomenal, great teams.
I believe undefeated, both of them.
Yes, both they are. Because mm-hmm. I've got them both down 11-0, 6-0 in the region, both of them.
Yep.
And then Anderson County loses to Powell by 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
Powell, solid team.
Back to back weeks. It was Powell versus Greenville, then yep. Powell versus Anderson.
And
County.
Then the first playoff against Anderson County played. They played 41-14 on Granger County.
Mm-hmm.
They in all of their region games, they put 15-plus on everybody.
Yeah, they blew everybody out.
I don't
know who did that one, but that's not fair to everybody.
No, 15-plus in all of their region games. Yeah. That's just insane. Because it comes down to me not wanting to pick the same person as you.
And plus, if you pick Greenville, I mean, that's three games that we disagree on. If you get those three right,
We're tied. So I'm going to go Greenville.
Oh, boy.
Because I think this game could go either way.
Exactly.
But I do think you're the underdog in it because Anderson County coming in hasn't beat Greenville since, what did you say, 2005?
That's why I was hesitant because I was like, I'm going to pick Greenville in this. But then I was like, you know what? I picked Bearden earlier. Give me Anderson County. You know, that was my reasoning.
So, yes, I'm going to say Greenville, and let's hope it doesn't come back to bite me in the butt.
that was probably the best one we ended on, just
it
because
probably
that
was.
that one could really go either way.
It's a shootout.
Yeah, some of those games I'm like Maryville, I'm like, okay, yeah, Maryville.
Maryville, Pow Pow, West.
You know, like I get a good feeling about a team whenever I pick a team. I can usually say, you know what, I feel confident in this team winning.
Yeah.
Anderson County, I'm not saying I don't have confidence in them.
Right.
I just don't know if they can pull
it off.
It's Greenville.
It's exactly. But we talk about Greenville loading in on Elizabethton. I mean, like, all game. And I think it was just some simple mistakes, like maybe a couple turnovers.
Right.
And, you know, it just.
Maybe some inexperience because they lost so many
maybe
guys.
Yeah, because we saw Greenville post or preseason. The Fulton Falcons did. Beat them by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
In a scrimmage, mm-hmm. I will say that. But
so we beat Greenville.
Yes. The Fulton Falcons beat Greenville.
We're pretty good.
We are. I mean, we've been to the playoffs for 12 consecutive years.
Okay.
Highest streak in TAA.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about that. Like, just for us to make the playoffs, haters are gonna hate. We were young. We were 0-6. They counted us all out. I just want to say, I made an Instagram post about it. And I was very adamant about.
He was.
I'm so proud of this team because I am so proud of this team.
Oh, I would like to say this too. As the student section leader, that Oak Ridge game.
That was the greatest football game I've ever watched in person.
When I saw some people leaving, and I remembered it, and then when we're coming into them missing the field goal and Russell Mays going wide right, and it's actually wide left.
I mean, we love you.
Yeah, we love you, Mace. Thank you for everything you've let us done. But I will say this. It showed them because we were statistically supposed to lose that game.
We were supposed to
It was supposed to be like by 30. They were supposed to.
They were
us.
The hottest team in the region.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were on a comeback streak. And I'm telling you this now. Fulton is an upset team. But here's the great thing coming in next season. We had such a young team this year, and we were talking about that at the beginning of the year. The Fulton Falcons, they were literally underdogs because but everybody came in having such high expectations for us, and then we have a very young team. So now our predominantly freshman, sophomore class is going to get some experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they got plenty of it.
Plenty.
Plenty of it.
Because we threw, and Keyshawn Foster, he made this great point at the Oak Ridge game, we need to throw him into the fire a little bit. Some of the freshmen and stuff.
No doubt.
We threw Chenault in. We saw how that went.
Marmar.
Threw him in. Great. I mean, honestly.
He was awesome.
He was amazing. If I think the more we throw these you know, younger kids in that really do have potential, it's just going to make them better. And it showed with Chenault and Marmar, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It did. So, I think the Fulton Falcons played the best, like one of the best games they played. And I want to say this right now is this right here has probably been one of the most fun seasons for me to call because it's been such a high, low.
Yeah, up and down. You don't know what to expect, and that's exciting. I mean, maybe not. If you're Rob Black, it's not exciting, but if you're the host of the – I mean, that's exciting to talk about.
If I'm a co-host, I'll point that out.
Right.
Because I've got my other host.
Maybe not for the quarterback either. But you know, I'm an optimistic guy.
But like
I like to say.
Right. But I will say it's been a great season and I cannot wait to see how it ends because it's gonna end great and then you're gonna get to hear our voice. Even though the Falcons are out, you still get to hear our lovely voices.
Oh yeah. Like we're gonna put this on I believe Friday. Friday afternoon. Hopefully when you're getting off work.
Right.
Because that would be just awesome. I mean, you're sitting in traffic and you're listening to these two high school goons missed their entire fourth block, and we're staying after school because we love this. We love doing it. We got into like a 30-minute conversation about this before we went on the air or before we came on here. And if we're putting you to sleep, it's like we just love doing this.
We're sorry
if you're wondering why we're doing this and like Fulton's not playing. We just love being on the radio, just to hear ourselves talk and to indulge ourselves with our knowledge and stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But we just like to we love doing this stuff, and we hope that you guys enjoy it. We would enjoy some feedback, and we're going to keep updating you on that Pick'em challenge. And you'll see whenever Jackson gets pie in the whenever one of us gets pie in the face, it's going to be fun. So,
Tommy Sweat gets pie in the face by Jackson Powell. It's going to be the headline coming in.
We'll see. We disagreed on three games this week. If Jackson gets them all, we're tied. If I get them all, that's six, and that's bad. Okay. But anyway, this has been fun. We've talked about so many things. We've talked about Logan Paul KSI, Some of you people are saying, who the heck is Logan Paul and KSI? We talked about the Fulton basketball season, boys and girls. Exciting things to talk about there. We could talk about that for another 30 minutes. Rainey McCamey, we wish you the best. You the best of luck, my good sir, wherever you if you decide to coach anywhere else, or if you're just taking some time off and spending time with the missus. We wish you the best of luck. We've talked about that plenty. We hope everything goes okay. We hope those players are given what they deserve.
Yep.
And then for every team that we picked on the Pick'em section, good luck. You've made it this far. Round two in the playoffs. That's something to be proud of.
You're 1-0.
Exactly. 1-0. New season, and you're 1-0. Good luck to everybody who's going to be 2-0. And to the losers, I hope you're humble in victory as well as you're humble in defeat, because that's how it should be. So without further ado, usually I'd say we're going to send it up to the booth with Russell Mays, and coming up deck, it'll be the Falcons versus whoever they're playing.
It would have been Powell.
But that's okay.
It's okay, because now, you know, we just get to focus mainly on this Pick'em section, which is going to be maybe an hour and a half long.
Yeah. So, yeah. Don't fall asleep at the wheel.
Yep.
We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's dragging on. I'm going to end it right here, and good night.